Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, years ago we talked about on the show the power of prayer. And as a doctor, I am so underwhelmed, or should I say overwhelmed, by the underutilization of prayer in medical management. Okay? We've seen studies. We've actually seen proof that people who pray have better outcomes. And for those of you with spirituality, you will attest to that. Okay? Now, of course, we've had, unfortunately, cases like in my family where prayer didn't work to save the, you know, loved one, which was very, very unfortunate. And, you know, some of us thought maybe it's because we prayed too late. Or maybe we thought it was God's way. God wanted my uncle. He was only 13. Maybe there was other work for him to do on this earth. So, or in other dimensions, I don't know. So, you know, you try to kind of justify or validate or, you know, work it out in your mind. But I still think prayer as a doctor is so therapeutic because it gives you hope. You don't feel like you're going through it alone. And sometimes that inner peace that you have is just enough to kind of change the little stress cycle you're having and, you know, maybe put things in your favor. So, just from a biological standpoint, well, now we have another study saying spirituality may benefit cancer patients. They say spirituality and religious beliefs may benefit cancer patients' physical and mental health, according to researchers. They conducted 3 reviews of all published studies on the topic, which included more than 44,000 patients. And, of course, if any of you have proof that prayer, you know, was a significant watershed, a significant contributor to a family member or loved one's change, an abrupt change with their treatment, I'd love to hear your story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I remember this case of a woman who broke a couple of her ribs, and she was in a lot of pain. She had fallen down. She was, you know, broken ribs. Usually that pain will last with you for weeks, okay? It'll start getting better, you know, each day as they start to heal, but still very painful, and you got to take big, deep breaths. Well, she goes to church. They, I'm not sure exactly what denomination she was, but she said that her congregants, you know, laid their hands over her ribs, said some prayers, and the pain was instantly gone. And she was literally skipping into my office going, I feel great, right? Didn't feel the pain medicines. No, there's the proof. And she's like, x-ray again. I just still want to see that it's broken because look at how good I feel. Well, we x-rayed it and yeah, still fractured, you know, and very, very slowly ossifying. But she didn't have pain. And so, you know, that's all the proof I need. But people like scientific studies. So they say these researchers conducted 3 reviews of all published studies on the topic, which included more than 44,000 patients. None of the studies were able to show a cause and effect, but an association. Findings were published online August 10th in the journal Cancer. The first analysis found patients with higher levels of spirituality and religiousness reported better physical health, fewer physical symptoms of cancer and treatment, and a greater ability to do their usual daily tasks. So, maybe if they had the spirituality, they had a connection to a larger source other than themselves, more meaning, more purpose, maybe that just gave them that bounce in their step, released their endorphins. We're not sure. Second analysis focused on mental health. Spirituality, well-being was unsurprisingly associated with less anxiety, less depression, and less distress, according to second review lead author John Salzman of the Wake Forest School of Medicine. He said also greater levels of spiritual distress and a sense of disconnectedness with God or a religious community was associated with greater psychological distress and poorer emotional well-being. And then a third analysis looked at the link between spirituality, religion, and social well-being. They took a closer look and they found that patients with stronger spiritual well-being, more benign images of God, perceptions of him being benevolent rather than angry or distant, and stronger beliefs reported better social health. And people who struggled with their faith seemed to fare more poorly. So, I mean, as a doctor, all right, I will, when I have a patient who's fighting cancer, I will bring in anything and everything we can. And I think prayer is extremely important. But again, I mean, I don't know what religion you are, but I think as it goes for anything, whether we're talking about religion, whether we're talking about nutrition, whether we're talking about taking care of your car, I just wouldn't wait till the last minute. Okay? You don't wait till the last minute till your car dies to take a look at the engine and see if you change the engine oil. Okay? You know, you want to do that early. Same thing with the tires. Alright, same thing with your health and your body. You don't want to wait till you're falling apart till you finally get a checkup and get a blood test. Well, same thing with prayer. You don't want to wait till, you know, you're at death's door to start to pray. And so if you ever did have a spirituality, as a doctor, I would recommend that while you're working on your physical health, and while you're working on your car health, and while you're working on your marriage, and while you're working on everything else, you might as well work on your spirituality, whatever it is that you are that you're comfortable doing. Right? And it's just something a lot of doctors don't talk about. We don't like to get involved with religion because, again, it's a personal thing. Your religion is your personal business. It's your personal thing. But since so many of you bring religion up to me when, you know, things are looking a little scary, you know, Dahlia, I found a lump. Oh, my gosh. You know, what do you think it could be? You know, can this be cancer? I've been praying all night. You know, you guys bring religion up to me. So, you know, I think you'll have a better sense and less anxiety knowing that you've been, you know, a good person and, you know, doing good things on this earth. Start that kind of stuff now. Don't try to do good things later. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Coca-Cola has been under some fire. We're going to talk about this for a quick second here. Coca-Cola is funding obesity research. Okay, remember, Coca-Cola has been under a lot of criticism because people have found that Coca-Cola can make them gain weight. Now, mind you, I'm a big fan of Coca-Cola for a lot of reasons, but I have to agree, Coca-Cola is what changed me from being skinny to overweight. And I don't know if I ever told you this, but my mom was working at my office years ago. And my mom, on a good day, would probably realize that I would be in a good mood if I had sugar. So my mom would come to work, and she would give me a Coca-Cola. I would have a bottle of Coca-Cola on my desk. And, you know, I'm running around, and I'm, you know, not having time for lunch, etc. And so I would drink a bottle of Coca-Cola every day she brought one. And then all of a sudden, I gained all this weight one year without even realizing it. And it was the Coca-Cola. Mind you, though, I still like using Coca-Cola for nausea. We still always have just a little bit of Coca-Cola in the house, not to drink for an emergency, because Coca-Cola syrup just makes my kids' tummies feel better. But we don't drink it as a staple. We don't drink it with lunch or dinner or anything like that. We try to avoid it. And a lot of people realize that the high fructose corn syrup in Coca-Cola probably is to blame for a lot of unexpected obesity. However, it is not to blame for all our obesity, okay? You can't just take McDonald's, or you can't just take, a product and blame them. Okay, that just doesn't work. Now, Coca-Cola is under fire today for donating millions of dollars to a nonprofit that has been spreading the message in medical journals and through social media that the blame for America's obesity epidemic is not about diet but lack of exercise. The issue the New York Times reported is that the view is misleading and meant to deflect attention away from recent studies about sugary drinks and their link to obesity and type 2 diabetes. They say Coca-Cola's agenda is very clear. Get these researchers to confuse the science and deflect attention from dietary intake, according to Marion Nestle, a professor of nutrition at the New York University, told the Times. Nestle. I wonder if Marion Nestle is related to Nestle. I like Nestle bars. Nestle Crunch. Yummy. As government, do they also do Dove? Does Nestle do Dove? Because Dove bars, whoa, so creamy. Yummy. As government funding for scientific research has dwindled over the past few decades, corporate donations have stepped up to make up for the shortfall, resulting, they say, in a tangled web of conflicts of interest in nearly every research area with any money-making possibilities. Obesity research has been among the most controversial areas for corporate sponsorships and partnerships because of its impact on hundreds of billions of dollars on food and beverage sales annually. They say Coca-Cola is not the only big sugar company to donate money for nutrition science. Its competitors, PepsiCo, Nestle, and other brand names are also big players, and their assistance has drawn criticism as well. They say Yale University officials came under fire back in 2010 after they accepted $250,000 from PepsiCo for a postdoc fellowship in obesity studies at the medical school. Apparently, they say Yale alumna Michelle Simon, a public health attorney, said that PepsiCo's gift was disingenuous. The profit drivers of the portfolio include Pepsi, Gatorade, and a whole litany of unhealthy beverage. They own Cheetos, for God's sake, she said. Nestle Research Center makes chocolate cookies, ice cream, chocolate cookie ice cream, funded Nature's special obesity supplement in April 2014. Highly respected journal, but they were involved with that. New York Times said Coke gave $1.5 million to the Global Energy Balance Network. One of the nonprofit scientists, Stephen Blair, said in a video, most of the focus of the popular media and in the scientific press is, oh, they're eating too much, blaming fast food, sugary and drinks, but there's no compelling evidence that that is the cause. All right, so this is, okay, here's the thing. All right, let's talk about pharmaceutical companies. Okay, we don't have enough research or research dollars from the government for drugs. And so we have to look at pharmaceutical companies to study drugs. And yes, when a pharmaceutical company studies a drug, you have the potential that their study is going to be biased. Look, they're spending the money. All right. I mean, we want science to be unbiased. We want law to be unbiased. And it just isn't working that way. And that really stinks. Okay. Science should be science. Either something works or something doesn't. Okay. I mean, you should have objectivity with science. Okay. However, interpretation of the findings could be where you throw some subjectivity into it. All right? So what could happen is they're looking at a bunch of people, let's say, let's now look at soda pop. So they're drinking at a bunch of people drinking soda pop. Okay? And they see them gain weight. All right? And they go, well, of course they're gaining weight. They're not eating a balanced diet of vegetables, etc. You know, they could have soda pop, but they shouldn't be substituting soda pop for their, you know, milk in the morning or their orange juice. And, you know, why are they driving to the store to get the soda pop? Why aren't they exercising and bicycling to the market? So, you see, you can look at weight gain, but subjectively skew. All right. And you know, here's the thing. If Coca-Cola wants to give money to obesity research and Pepsi wants to give money, let them. I'm glad somebody's donating money to research. Let them do it. And in fact, I think a lot of these companies, they have to show that they're giving money to research. Okay? It's, I mean, you know, companies have to look like they're involved in their communities. So good. Let them. And if they want to, rather than spend their money digging their own company grave, and they want to spend money on a study on exercise, they could do that. But if they're going to spend money on a study and make the study published say something opposite of what the science shows, that's wrong, that's unethical. Or if they try to make a study going, look, okay, we're going to prove that Coca-Cola isn't making you fat. Now, by the way, I hope every company is putting time and research into a study looking at the criticisms of their product. Okay? If Coca-Cola is making you fat, then Coca-Cola study how much, okay? Tell us how much, or change the formula. I know there's a very, very special formula that's supposed to be in a vault in Atlanta. I was at the Coca-Cola factory, and I saw the vault. I guess the recipe is on a little bitty piece of paper in this big, huge vault. It was cool. My kids are like, oh, that's the vault. And I'm like, wait, you can probably make your own Coca-Cola in a chemistry lab. But anyway, then change the formula. Study it, figure it out, and say, look, we made it better. Pepsi did that, where I guess they did throwback Pepsi where they went back to regular sugar. So I am for research. I am for them putting money out there to study something more good. Okay? I am for, you know, the truth coming out, and I am for us not blaming one particular thing. If Coca-Cola is being to blame for our obesity epidemic, that's wrong. We're obese for a variety of reasons. Nobody's walking to work anymore. Are not to the same degree, okay? Not a lot of our jobs are lifting and carrying and things like that. You know, even food service. I got so much exercise as a waitress. I was busting my butt as a waitress. You would really work up a sweat. And now I'm finding that some restaurants, you don't even have to take the initial step to go up and see the table. These, you can order from your table. So all you need is somebody running out the food. And then somebody else picking it up. Now, even waiting tables is less physically exerting because of computers. We're exercising less. Another thing we're also doing is we're not going out into the sun. My guess is there's something that has to do with sunlight that keeps people's weight in check and ups their metabolism. And there's something about sitting indoors and working indoors and never getting any sun hitting your skin that hurts your metabolism. True, I don't want to get melanoma. I don't want anybody else getting melanoma, but that could be a part of it also. Then we have a lot of hormones. We have a lot of plastics. We have a lot of makeup. We have a lot of cosmetics. Those could be doing it. So even though Coca-Cola for me was still a big concern and a big culprit, I can't blame Coca-Cola for everything. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right. The world's population is going to soar to 11 billion by the year 2100. And they say half are going to live in Africa, according to claims. They say by 2050, the global population will rise from 7.3 billion to 9.7 billion, and by the year 2100, Africa's current population of 1.2 billion is expected to explode to $5.6 billion. Experts predict such rapid growth will boost pollution, make resources scarce, fuel unemployment, poverty, crime, and political unrest. These predictions were made by John Wilmoth, the director of the United Nations Population Division at the 2015 Joint Statistical Meetings in Seattle. His presentation was called Populations Projections by the United Nations, and it was made part of the session titled Better Demographic Forecasts, Better Policy Decisions. In the U.S., they say the U.S., the population is projected to add 1.5 million people per year on average until the end of the century, pushing the current count of 322 million to 450 million people. The UN projection suggests, Asia, current population of 4.4 billion, expected to peak around the middle of the century to 5.3 billion, but then it's going to decline, they say, to 4.9 billion. Whew. The UN projection suggests that there will not be an end to world population growth this century unless there are unprecedented fertility declines in part of sub-Saharan Africa that are still experiencing rapid population growth. And it estimates the probability the world population growth will end within the century to be 23%. That's a lot of people. They say Africa's population growth is due to persistent high levels of fertility and the recent slowdown in the rate of fertility decline. Total fertility rate has been declining over the past decade, but now slowing down more than it was slowing down before. Latin America and the Caribbean also has been showing declines as well. But Nigeria, the continent's most populous country, the high fertility rate will result in more than a fourfold projected increase in total population by 2100 from 182 million to 752 million. All right, so what does this mean for us? Okay, well, we're having our own issues with high prices, food prices. I mean, look at what happened to the eggs and the culling of the chickens with the bird flu. You know, and look at what happened to eggs and chicken and the prices going up. And that's just America. I mean, that's not even, we aren't talking about a huge population growth like Africa. And we're also healthcare. I mean, we're already how many trillions in debt? And we don't have enough money to take care of our country when it comes to healthcare, et cetera. And we're still spending and spending and spending and spending. And nobody's looking at how the exodus of people from other countries to try to come to America, especially since we have such a lenient immigration policy, not a lenient immigration policy for people doing it right, lenient for people coming in illegally. We're going to have some major, major issues. Okay, you know, whether it's unemployment, whether it's having enough food, being able to grow enough food, pollution, political unrest, crime, etc. Are we prepared? Do we have ways where we could grow food? Is our soil being depleted? Are we penalizing farmers a little too much? All right, these are things we need to think about. Now, when we talk about growing food, this article came out. NASA astronauts are going to eat space-grown vegetables for the first time. This is very, very interesting. NASA has revealed that its ISS crew will munch on space-grown veggies, red romaine lettuce, for the first time August 10th, rather than sending the food back to Earth as it did in the past. This isn't solely to get more fiber. It gives NASA a sense of what it's like for people in space to eat fresh food that has only ever experienced microgravity and artificial lightning. They were growing this food on the space station. It's an important step towards both a manned trip to Mars and long-distance space flight as a whole. Real-life plants should be useful as more than nutritional supplements to ready-made meals. They could produce fresher air, provide a physiological boost to isolated crews, hoping for something that reminds them of home. Interesting. How much would plants have an effect in terms of converting the air to breathable oxygen? Remember, plants need carbon dioxide, and they take the carbon dioxide and they convert it into oxygen. They need water, they need light, they need temperature in order to do that. And so, but I mean, it would take a lot of plants to cultivate any sort of proper planet, not to mention all the other gases that need to be completely filtered out. But, you know, these the idea of growing vegetables elsewhere, I mean, it may be something we need to kind of step up, especially if our population is growing that quickly. I mean, have we fixed world hunger and world poverty? Have we been able to fix world unrest? No. You know, this argument we have on immigration, okay, has unfortunately moved to being so political and been more of a hot button in terms of races, okay, where I think we're losing the picture of protecting our borders, all right? You know, I personally, having, you know, people of all races in my family, all right, and my father being an immigrant myself, I am very, very grateful for the immigration abilities and programs that had been around in the 1960s, et cetera, to allow my family to, you know, emigrate to America. So I'm very, very grateful being a daughter of an immigrant. So I'm a first-generation American based on my dad, my mom, multi-generation American. All right, so there. That being said, okay, but, all right, we are no help to anybody else in any other country if we can't feed our own. Okay, a country that's considered rich and a country that's considered wealthy is a country where you can feed your population and when you can keep them healthy. We still have multiple areas of poverty in our own country, and we have multiple areas of famine. You know, my son was doing some community service work for his high school at one of the food banks here. And, you know, it just blew his mind to see how many people didn't have food. All right. I mean, we still have so many of our own. And I'm not saying we don't take care of others. We need to. But if we're not thinking about and planning ahead, right, for our own country, those issues are probably not going to be brought up at any of the presidential debates. You're probably not going to hear, you know, what are we going to do with a possible food shortage that may, you know, hit us in, you know, a couple presidential elections. Nobody's going to talk about that with politics. You're only going to talk about the here and the now. But we do need people figuring this out. We do need the EPA, the USDA, the FDA, right? We need all of us figuring this out. Okay, us having people that are impoverished, us having people that are reliant on food stamps and our food stamp system, and people abusing the food stamp system, and us losing so much money on Medicare, etc., we really need to take a look at what we're doing and what we're spending on, because all this money that we're wasting could definitely save African countries, and they would use the money much more wisely than we are. And we're wasting it. Look at how many billions of dollars were lost on the Medicaid program to fraud and to, I guess, improper, quote-unquote, claims. Look at that money. Do you know what that money could have done for other people's countries? So if we don't have our own poop together, how are we going to help other countries? And this is a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, we are collecting school supplies for our teachers. You guys might as well do that in any of the other cities you guys listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show in. Teachers usually have to buy a lot of their supplies for their classrooms. If their school budget isn't enough, maybe treat the teacher to something nice and bring in some supplies. In fact, you know what I recommend? A lot of times Christmas time will be the only time we give the teachers a gift or the end of the year gift. And it's, you know, if you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, give them something when everybody else isn't giving them something. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate giving Christmas gifts around Christmas time because what if my gift is less? Like, let's say I get somebody a gift certificate. But if my gift certificate is less than somebody else's gift certificate, that other guy just trumped me, right? So why not, you know, give a gift when nobody else is giving? I'll do that. I'll, like, give my Christmas gifts early, like around Thanksgiving, you know, so at least, right, it stands out. So even if it is less value than others, it stands out. But you want to help out your teachers, get them supplies that they would usually have to ask them. Okay? When you drop off your kid at school going, "Hi, Mrs. Smith, you know, I'm Stone's mom." "Oh, you're Stone's mom. Lord have mercy." I'm like, "I know. I know. You ain't lying." You know, and luckily teachers don't use paddles because I can just imagine my kid. I got paddled again today. But teachers use paddles when I was growing up. But, you know, look, you know, if you have to buy supplies for your classroom, let me know, because anything me and the other moms can do to help, we want to help. That would so go a long way. Maybe your kid won't be put in the dunce chair like I was a lot of times. You know, my mom was very hands-off at school. She really wasn't involved in the PTA or anything like that. And I blame her for my getting in trouble in school. All right, it's all her fault. Yep, yep. All right, 1-877. Oh, yeah, so anyway, we're collecting at every Albertsons and Vons and Storage One. Drop off school supplies, and then they will be sent to the Teacher Exchange Public Education Foundation to be passed out August 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Can't wait to do that. All right, CVS is, I guess, paying the government $450,000 to settle a dispute. All right. They're going to pay the government to settle allegations that several Rhode Island pharmacy locations filled a number of forged and invalid painkiller prescriptions. It caps a 2-year investigation by U.S. Attorney Peter Nerona's office and the DEA's Office of Diversion Control into Woonsocket, Rhode Island-based CVS's retail pharmacy locations. The government alleges these locations were filling prescriptions for various controlled substances with high potential for abuse. The government says the locations filled a number of forged prescriptions with invalid DEA numbers and multiple prescriptions written by nurse practitioners for the opioid painkiller hydrocodone. Under the Controlled Substance Act, such painkillers can only be prescribed by a physician. CVS has denied any wrongdoing. All right. You know, this is interesting because I know nurse practitioners and physician assistants write controlled substances in my neck of the woods. So I'm kind of interested to see what happened here. However, we know that these pharmaceutical company or these pharmacies have been under a lot of criticism for filling the prescriptions. You know, when we're looking at our problem with narcotic use and prescription abuse, okay, we don't know who to go after. So we're going after somebody. Okay, so you see some state senators try to go after the doctors. All right, well, the doctors are prescribing them. So they're the ones to blame. Let's make them responsible. They'll have to pay for your rehab. Okay, yeah, let's blame the doctors. We don't like the doctors. They make too much money anyway. Yeah, we hate the doctors. Okay, no. Okay, it's not our fault. Okay, but some people want to go after the patients. Okay, we'll just make it harder for them to get their medicines. Okay, we'll make it such a pain in the butt for them to get their medications that they hopefully won't get them. Well, that's not going to work because, I mean, they're in pain. Well, let's go after the pharmacy. Okay, the pharmacies are giving the prescriptions out. Now, I don't know what happened here with the CVS and these quote-unquote alleged forged prescriptions. Okay, I mean, I've had patients try to forge my prescriptions, and luckily the pharmacy catches it, and good for them. But, I mean, if the pharmacy doesn't catch it, I really want to blame the pharmacy. I mean, there's only, you know, so much these pharmacies could do. But, you know, going after the pharmacies is another avenue. But, I mean, does that make a lot of sense? So people will say, let's go back after the doctors. They're kind of easy to do. All right, so it's worked. A lot of doctors don't write controlled substances as much. You know what? I'm not going to get involved with that. I'm not going to write the prescription. Sorry. Not going to write it. Not going to get involved. Okay, so here we have a patient in pain. They got to find another doctor. Well, one thing about doctors is we doctors don't like to turn people away. You know, I inherited a bunch of patients of kids who weren't vaccinated because pediatricians around where I work were not taking the patients if they weren't vaccinated. So if your child isn't vaccinated, don't bring your child into my clinic. And even though some people would agree with that, it's not the kid's fault who's sitting in the car with a high fever. I mean, I'm going to take care of the kid. It's not the kid's choice to not be vaccinated. It's the parents. So I'm like, look, you bring that sick kid in, I'll take care of the sick kid. All right. But, you know, you're still mom, dad. You got to be, you know, thinking about vaccination. Okay. And if you're confused, you're concerned about risks, let's get you the information you need. But I'm not going to let a kid sit there with a high fever sitting in a car, right, not, you know, getting turned away from other doctor's offices. So that's going to also happen, and that has been happening with a lot of doctors that are finding that people are, you know, in pain. So people are coming to them going, look, these doctors are not filling my prescription. I'm in pain. Look at my back. Look at my x-rays. So the doctor's like, of course I'm going to give you something. I mean, you being in pain doesn't do you any good. You can't go to work. You can't take care of your family. You can't, you know, hold the baby. You can't, you know, we got to do something. And not that I want people under the influence of narcotics when they're going to work or holding a baby. So it's a very complex issue. All right. And I don't think anybody knows how to stop this. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why medical marijuana is being very highly welcomed by the medical community is because maybe medical marijuana will be able to help relieve some of the pressure on us to write pain medications. Is that the healthiest thing for patients? Well, we don't know. It hasn't been studied enough. All right? But it sure the hell takes the pressure off the pharmacies and takes the pressure off the doctors and the nurse practitioners, the PAs, and the pressure for writing pain pills. But then what are we going to have? Are we going to have, I mean, you know, we got to think about this and we got to think ahead. Are we going to have a country as we have more and more pain issues dependent on marijuana? Can this function do well functioning on marijuana? Well, Dr. Dahlia, marijuana is legal in other countries and, you know, they all aren't high. I don't know. America's different from other countries. It just is. I don't know if we're more spoiled. I don't know if it's because these other countries, like, for example, you know, less Americans pay taxes than other countries. Very hard to do a socialized system in America when we only have half of the country paying taxes to carry the other half. You know, it's different. In other countries, you know, everybody seems to pay. And most people seem to pay. In a lot of other countries, you know, they are just relying on cars, etc. They ride bikes to work. They take the train. They walk more. You know, I mean, we do things differently in America. So I don't know how we would be able to, you know, how we are going to, as a country, handle the marijuana thing. Well, it may solve itself. From what I'm understanding, the marijuana is getting more and more expensive. The more government regulations and the more taxed these companies are, the higher price the marijuana is. People are not going to be making a killing because they have to give a big percentage to the government. So maybe it will handle itself. Maybe a lot of people aren't going to be using as much legalized marijuana as we think. But we definitely have an issue when it comes to our pain management. And I'm not sure where the first place is to start. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.